right now we're standing in front of the entry of the high school, and what had taken place outside the building, in front of the high school there was some brickwork that needed to be redone, needed to be retucked and pointed, and so that was accomplished, and it looks quite nice. And on the exterior of the building, as I'm sure most people in town have seen, the body of both of the buildings have gotten a new paint job and a new trim. The body is something of a, some have said pink, but it's not really pink. But it has a nice brown color for the trim.
One of the biggest projects for the high school was getting a new roof.
There is a flat part to the roof on the high school, as you know, there's a pitched roof. The pitched roof has a metal roof, which Bruce Jameson and his crew have been working on. Earlier in the summer, they did a lot of the demolition and removal of all the panels, and presently they're in the process of wrapping up the metal roof.
So, can we go inside, or are you going to show me some stuff?
Let's go inside, and I'll show you what we've done. So, as you can see, as we come into the school here, we have all new carpet. Basically throughout. The commons didn't get new carpet, but all the hallways and most of the classrooms all got new carpeting, which was quite a project because it all had to get pulled up, and then it all had to get scraped down and prepped for the carpet guys that were out of Craig's. It was Dale's carpet from Craig that came up, and they actually did the carpeting in both of the schools, and they did some beautiful tile work that you'll see when we get over into the middle school.
We walk through the third level of the high school, and Simons explains how a number of the doors have been replaced, and the ones that haven't have all received new hardware.
New closures. And as we passed the science brooms, there were some modifications made to a couple of the cabinets that we pulled out and added some sinks. And then we're in by the boys' and the girls' bathrooms here. And all the boys' and girls' bathrooms, we took the partitions down and installed new partitions and new doors. And when we come here now to this end of this hallway here, we have two brand new. There's actually four new drinking fountains that I'm sure everybody is going to love, because coming in the school initially, you know, I've tried the water fountains and the water barely came out, and it was really warm. And now these new fountains are spewing water and nice and cold. They're beautiful. I think the kids are going to absolutely love the fact that they can drink some cold water here when they come to school.
We walk down the stairs, through the high school commons, out the doors, and toward the middle school.
And then in the courtyard, again, all the columns got painted and all the bench seats have been painted. And so, it's so much more attractive than it was. I think the blue that had been here outlived its life. It was time for a paint job, don't we know? Okay, here we go. The middle school. We have, again, brand new carpet. And we have this beautiful tile that comes 4 foot up the wall. And then we have new wall fabric to the ceiling. And then in this particular hallway, which is where we have the science room and the home economics rooms, we took the door frames out and we built some alcoves, because the doors used to open into the hallway, which didn't have a... In the case of an emergency, the doors could have been an issue, people trying to get out in an emergency. So we reconfigured the way you enter these classrooms with these alcoves, and so now we are safer. It's a safer building, you may say.
All the lockers in the middle school were repainted from orange to white, and the bathrooms in the lower part of the middle school are completely new and redone.
I guess in the shop, if we were to talk about some things that happened in the shop area, the biggest issue there was there was a dust collection. You know, when you're cutting wood, you get a lot of dust. And there was a system that collected dust, but it was pretty obsolete. And now we have reconfigured the way that there was a storage room back there, and we've actually expanded the dust collection facility. And the students that are going to be in the wood shop will find that all of the equipment now is hooked up to some very high-tech dust collection. And so when they're sawing, it's going to go straight through some tubes.
Simons has been working with Dustin Johnson, Mike Howell Jr., Jared Buthy, and Project Superintendent Mike Howell Sr.
It was a wonderful project. I think it moved along actually quite smoothly, and the subcontractors have all been easy to work with. And Our crew, we have a wonderful crew. I say that only because, I mean, anybody that thinks that Harley made me say that, that's not true. I really enjoy working with everybody on our crew. We've got an excellent crew, a bunch of really good guys, very dedicated and hardworking, and whatever it takes to get it done, we get it done.
Simons lists other individuals and companies who've been involved with this big project.
We've had Bob Malenik and Jerry Masson here with NK Electric doing their work. And our other subcontractors have been Schmock Mechanical, and they've been doing all the plumbing. And the ventilation, the dust collection was part of their focus. And then I mentioned the other subcontractors as far as the flooring goes. And the painters were out of North Pole, Alaska. And then again, the roofers are Johnston Construction, and I think they're out of Anchorage. And again, Bruce Jameson and his crew have been working on the metal roof.
According to Simons, the construction team is on schedule. Substantial completion is set for August 29th, and the final completion date is October 1st. And as Simons assures everyone, the finishing touches will not interfere with the students' learning. This is Lisa Fu, reporting in Wrangell.